Take off your jacket, because it's time to get deep under the covers with a loose read.
Morena, Jenna.
Morena.
Morena, how are you?
I'm great, thank you.
Oh, wicked.
We've got an exciting book to talk about this morning.
I know, it feels weird because I'm not physically holding it, which feels like it's not with me.
it's not real.
It's not real, but I've read it and I'm going to talk about this book called Service by John Tottenham. This is his first novel. He's an Englishman who lives in LA, and this is what the main character of his book is as well. And he works at an indie bookstore, which is based around the Echo Park area. And he works the night shift. He's 48. He hates his job. He calls himself a flaneur in utopia with nowhere to flan. And he is the rudest customer service representative in the book world. He would never get a job at Time Out Bookstore.
But probably channels a lot of that inner rage that you get working in retail sometimes.
Yeah, absolutely. Which is, I think, why a lot of people would connect to this book who have worked in retail or would work in a bookstore. So, think of a British or English guy, Black Books. LA version of Black Books.
Immediately what came into my head, I was like, oh, that sounds like him.
So this main character's called Sean. He's a bit of a Luddite. He's had addiction issues. He's a writer who doesn't write, and he's got into his late 40s with, I guess, all these people in the creative industry who've moved around him, and he's like, hey, weren't we all the same, kind of not doing anything? But then they've had children, bought houses, and kind of settled into their lives. He's been left behind. Mm. The guy that he got a job at, his friend at the bookstore, is now his manager and is just always telling him off for these terrible Yelp reviews that he gets. And there's a lot of repetition in this novel, which could be better or for worse, depending on the reader. Mm. But the constant asking where the bathroom is, the wrapping, awkward conversations about wrapping receipts, credit cards, bags. He hates people on their phones in the shop, because a lot of people go into this bookstore. It's based on a real bookstore called Stories. There's a lot of places to sit, so people are just sitting there on this phone. That enrages him. And I've got a great quote to read from this book.
Awesome.
A great interaction, which this book is full of, and they're my favorite parts of the book. A customer asks for a book recommendation. I don't have the energy. Do I have to read the fucking book for you too? It's not as if I'm going to be compensated for the service. You throw $2 at a bartender for popping the top of a beer bottle. I give you a book that's going to change your life. And what do I get in return? Nothing. Maybe you're in the wrong profession, replies the customer. No shit, I said. That's the dry humor that goes through. And I feel like this is similar for the author as well. He's probably skated by on not living on much and living in a low-cost neighborhood, and writing articles for print media. But now there's the death of print journalism. The gentrification of the neighborhood means that all the cheap little shops that he would get his food from are all closing down, and he's just getting costed out of his life and being left behind. So it's sort of this LA loser lit type of book. He's very, very intelligent, uses lots of big words, and I say this, like, I find it in the last year we're getting a lot of masculine books coming back again. You think of Flesh by David Soleil that won the Booker Prize last year. So this is a very masculine book, but it's also very self-aware in the way that, so this book becomes quite meta. So he starts writing a book in the book, which is becoming the book that you're reading, and he's getting criticisms on it as he gives it to people to read, that there's barely any women in it, and I feel like the self-awareness makes it kind of okay if you are up for reading about a grumpy 48-year-old man. But I really enjoyed it.
We don't hear enough about those guys.
I know, but I did really enjoy it, and I think everyone, when you read this book, you will think of the person in your life that is this person. But I just got Rosetta and Millie to look at
I loved the
author photo of this man, and he fits the description perfectly. So I think I really enjoyed the customer service interactions. The criticisms of it I have read are about the repetition,
yeah.
But I think you need the repetition to get their full embodiment of what it's like to work in customer service. And at timeout, we would do the repetitious answers to questions with a smile, and Sean does not. But this is published by Semiotext, who's an American indie publisher who are kind of known for these, I would say, intellectual, kind of off-the-wall books that don't really go with everyone, but when it sticks on the right person, it does. So Chris Crass, who her most famous book's called I Love Dick, and she lived in New Zealand.
Oh, we talked about her other book with Suri.
Yes, yeah. So she is an editor at this press. So if you think of that world that he is in, Colm Tóibín loves this book. Rachel Kushner loves this book. And so I think he's definitely an LA character, and he's put that into this book. But I think if you get it, you get it.
Yeah, if you've worked in retail or hospitality, maybe this is something for the withered soul inside you.
definitely, because it makes you feel like really justified in your anger. Yeah. But no, I love being a bookseller.
Well, everyone head up to the timeout, because it's a lovely crew, much nicer than Sean.
Absolutely. I can tell you that much. I was just like, how would I deal with this guy? I don't even know if he'd get in the door. Too grouchy.
No grouchiness at Timeout Bookstore. But Surface by John Tottenham, which is what we've been talking about, is on the shelves
now. It's on the shelves now. It's got this beautiful yellow cover. It pops off the new release table.
Wonderful. Oh, hey, thanks so much, Jenna.
Thank you.
We'll talk to you in a couple of weeks.
Yes, definitely.
Ka kite.
Ka kite.
That was Loose Reads.